This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited his troops near the frontline city of Bakhmut on Wednesday, the ongoing battle for the city being one of the bloodiest of the war. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Footage released by the president's office shows him handing out medals and visiting wounded in the Donetsk region, where Bakhmut is located. He's telling the troops that they're there to protect the land for their children and later in the hospital. Good luck, boys. Zelensky's visit came after a swarm of Russian drones hit Ukrainian cities, including the capital, overnight, said by Ukraine's military to include Iranian-built suicide drones.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Russia has stepped up its missile and drone attacks against Ukraine, killing students and civilians in the violent follow-up to the dueling high-level diplomatic missions. Zelensky shared what a video said was a Russian missile slamming into an apartment building in southeastern city of Zaporizhia. At a news briefing, Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says he will support Poland, which bears an increasing burden due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Alongside Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, Fumio Kishida says he visited Ukraine and conveyed unwavering solidarity of Japan and G7 directly to President Volodymyr Zelensky, adding, as this year's G7 presidency, Japan will work together with Poland to demonstrate leadership so that the international community can unite and firmly support Ukraine. I'm Charles
Villadesma. This is VOA News. Ethiopian lawmakers have voted to remove a terrorist designation from Tigray's main political party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, 4 months after a peace deal ended a 2-year civil war between the group and government forces. Maya Misaker reports for VOA from Addis Ababa.
Lawmakers in the lower house approved the move by a majority vote. Out of 472 members, only 61 voted against the move and 5 abstained. The decision is the latest step in an African Union-brokered peace deal in November between Ethiopia's federal government and the TPLF that ended a 2-year civil war. Ethiopia's federal government labeled the TPLF a terrorist organization in May 2021, a few months before war broke out between forces loyal to each side. The war left thousands of people dead and displaced millions more. Maya Misaker for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Uganda's anti-gay bill passed on Tuesday is concerning and represents one of the most extreme actions taken against the LGBTQ community in the world, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Wednesday.
The bill is one of the most extreme anti-LGBTQI+ laws in the world. Human rights are universal. No one should be attacked, imprisoned, or killed simply because of who they are or whom they love.
Uganda's parliament passed a law on Tuesday making it a crime to identify as LGBTQ, handing authorities broad power to target gay Ugandans who already face legal discrimination and mob violence. A New York grand jury will not meet after all Wednesday, U.S. media reported, delaying a decision on whether to charge ex-President Donald Trump over hush money paid to a porn star. The panel, which operates in secret, usually gathers on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoons, leading to speculation that a vote on a historic indictment of a former president was imminent. Wednesday's session was called off, however, unnamed law enforcement officials told multiple U.S. outlets without giving a reason for the pause. Doctors and family members are beginning to testify on the second day of a trial in the western U.S. state of Utah, where American actress Gwyneth Paltrow is accused of crashing into a skier at Deer Valley Resort, leaving him concussed and with 4 broken ribs. A radiologist testified Wednesday morning the ski collision left 76-year-old Terry Sanderson with lasting injuries and brain damage, and another doctor set to testify about his medical condition. The actor-turned-wellness tycoon has vehemently denied the allegations and filed a symbolic $1 countersuit alleging the man suing her was responsible. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.